Questions 31 through 34 are based on the following talk.
I'm Janie Foster's father. I got a call that she'd been in an accident. Is she all right?
Oh, yes, Mr. Foster. As I said on the phone, it's nothing serious. She was more frightened than hurt. We'd like your permission to take a couple of x-rays, though, just to be absolutely sure.
Of course. Can you tell me how it happened?
Apparently, she was coming down that steep hill near the school. She couldn't stop her bike in time when the light changed. The driver saw her coming and stopped in the intersection, but she coasted right into his car.
Great. I'll probably wind up paying for damage to the car. Can I see her now?
Surely. She's in the waiting room telling some other patients about her mishap. Come this way.
Question number 31. Whom are the man and woman talking about? Question number 32. What injuries occurred in the accident? Question number 33. What caused the accident? Question number 34. Besides the girl's health, what concerns the man? Questions 35 through 38 are based on the following talk.
I've really enjoyed your performance. I'm a big opera fan.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you see the entire opera tonight?
No, I was late because of work, but I did catch your solo.
What did you think of it?
Oh, it was marvelous. I love the sound of your voice. I have to say, though, that you sounded a bit hoarse. Are you having throat trouble?
Yes, I've got a bit of a cold. I didn't know it was that noticeable.
Probably only to fans like me who've heard you over the years.
Question number 35. What is the man's occupation? Question number 36. What is wrong with the man? Question number 37. What did the woman think of the man's performance? Question number 38. How much of the opera did the woman watch?